The Czech energy giant ČEZ announced on Thursday it was cancelling a tender on two new nuclear reactors at the Temelín nuclear power plant. The deal, estimated as worth hundreds of billions of crowns, was shelved a day after the government stated it would not offer any state guarantees on the project. There were two remaining bidders in the deal, the U.S.-based Westinghouse and Russian-led consortium Mir 1200, who have been left empty-handed. And for more now on the quashed tender, I'm joined by my colleague Chris Johnstone. Chris, there had been indications for some time that the deal would be scrapped, but what factors influenced the final decision?
Yes, basically the ČEZ chief executive, Daniel Beneš, had told the government he wanted clarity on whether that state guarantees would be given by June of this year. In effect, the government had a meeting yesterday and said, we're giving no guarantees about this. The energy situation at the moment is too uncertain. Electricity prices are much too low. And so ČEZ, basically a day after the government said that, they've come back and said, well, the tender's over.
And what will this decision mean in the short term for the Czech nuclear sector?
Well, basically, both ČEZ's decision and the government decision say that this tender is now closed, but nuclear power is still an option for the years going ahead for the Czech Republic. Part of the problem was that the way this tender was constructed was problematic because ČEZ is 70% owned by the Czech state, but 30% is in the hands of minority shareholders. Therefore, if ČEZ had gone ahead with this project, the minority shareholders could have said there are too many risks involved here over the next 10, 20, 30 years, and we'll challenge this. We'll say that the management is making an irresponsible decision. So that was a big worry for a company which essentially is traded on stock exchanges. So perhaps for the future, the government will say, look, we're still keen on nuclear power, but we'll set this up under a different company, a 100% state-owned company, which will go ahead, perhaps not building two nuclear reactors, maybe just one for the moment, maybe one a bit later. And that's probably the picture of things over the next 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm. And if we look further ahead than that, does the country remain as committed to nuclear power?
Basically, ČEZ and the Czech government have got a problem at the moment. They're making decisions in a void because there's no clear decision out of Brussels at the moment on what their future climate change goals and targets, carbon reduction targets are. So they essentially, the ČEZ and the Czech government can wait till the end of this year to get more clarity on that, and then they'll know whether it's really economically viable to go down the path of more nuclear or stick with coal-fired power plants for the next maybe 10, 15 years or natural gas. So the government's basically looking probably at a decision at the end of this year, beginning of next year, on what the whole energy framework will look like, probably including some proportion of nuclear.